Hello everyone, welcome to the World of Winnie podcast. My name is Winifred Ndragwani. So, on our last episode, we talked about those teeny weeny negative voices in our heads. And the feedback I got was amazing. I feel honored really. The comments, contributions, support, love, massive. I must say thank you so much for all of your contributions. God bless you immensely. I believe these are trying times for everybody, especially if you're in Nigeria. The lockdown, hunger virus, coronavirus, the pandemic is really hitting us. I just really hope that every one of us is staying safe and we're adhering to the rules that have been set down by those who are professionals in this field. So, talking about the comments that I got from the last episode, those comments were hilarious. A lot of them were so funny. Some were relatable, really. And there's a particular one I found really interesting and I want to share with you today. So, this lady says that she is someone who believes in herself. She has a lot of self-confidence and she doesn't hear those voices of it will not work, they will not like it, because she believes so much in herself. She knows that she can do it and she knows that whatever content she has to give out will be appreciated by everyone. So she says that the only voice she hears when she wants to start a new thing in her life is, if it's not broke, why are you trying to fix it? Meaning that she can't try to be better. She shouldn't want more. Isn't she satisfied with what she has already? This voice kind of like hits on her and tells her, oh, look, you have to be content with what you have. You don't need to try something else. What you have is okay. Can't you be comfortable with the little you have? So before I go ahead to say anything about that, I want to say that I find that really devilish. I'm sorry. I feel like it's so evil. I don't see it as a mere voice anymore. I see it as the exact evil spirit of stagnation that we pray against, that I pray against every last Friday of the month. I know. I don't want to hear that. I don't think I want to relate to it. However, I don't think that voice is strange, right? Now, that entire school of thought is not strange to me, and that's because I feel like the society has taught us to have modest little dreams. So those who have big dreams or those who dream way bigger than their current situation are considered greedy or materialistic or childish. So somehow, the society has made her think that if where she is okay, then there is no need to want better. There is no need to want more. There is no need to try to improve on what she's already doing. Is there anything wrong, really, with wanting more in life? Is there anything wrong? What's wrong with wanting more? What is wrong with a young man from a humble background dreaming of a better life for himself? What's wrong with that? Constantly, the society just shoves down this virtue of contentment. Like, it shoves it down our throat, and for every time we want something better, it seems we're not satisfied, right? And it seems we're ungrateful. Somehow the society just paints that picture of ingratitude and tells us, oh, look, you're an ingrate for wanting more. You're ungrateful. You're greedy. You're not satisfied with the little that God has given you just because you want more in life. So yes, while contentment is a virtue, contentment is not satisfaction for me, right? I see contentment as gratitude for little things while working towards genuine improvement and personal development. That is just my own, that's my opinion. So while I was in school, in my year one, I had grades that were okay, right? I was comfortable with those grades. They were satisfactory, right? So as I went on, as I furthered, I used to have a practice. By the beginning of the semester, I would write down all the courses that I'm taking for that semester and then write down the grades I want by the side. and then it would just be like a prayer point for me. So at a point, a friend of mine said, you know what, why don't you write straight A's? I was like, really? She said, yes, why don't you write straight A's? You can do it. It's not like you can't have straight A's. Write A's in everything, even in the ones that the lecturer says, look, no one is getting an A in this course, it's just a B or a C, no one is ever having an A. She'll tell me, go ahead and put an A there. You can do it. You have the capacity of having an A in everything, really. So yeah, I put straight A's in all my courses. And then sometimes I'll just look at it and then, you know, pray over it or something. For me, it was a dream. It was something I wanted. I wanted straight A's going forward. And then one time someone saw the list and saw the straight A's beside. She was like, but you have good grades already, why do you want straight A's? You know, she was teasing me, but she was teasing me. It was sounding like a joke, but it was sounding serious at the same time. You know that thing Nigerians do where they jokingly tell you their mind, right? So she did it and she was like, you have good grades now, you're good now, why do you want straight A's? You want pack everything, go house? And I was like, so because my grades are good, I shouldn't want better. I shouldn't want more. What's wrong with wanting more? Why shouldn't I aim higher? I know I have the capacity of doing these things, right? So why am I not allowed? Why is it considered selfish to want more in life? So how unhealthy is it to have really big dreams? Is it the fear of heartbreaks which might eventually lead to loss of faith in oneself in the future, or does the society just consider it improper to have big dreams? Whether we like it or not, everyone has at one point in time envisioned their future, right? So we have dreamt of like the next couple of years, we have it in our minds. So why then are we not allowed to have a big future? They say the bigger the better, right? Yeah, so why are we not allowed to dream big? What is unhealthy about it? So we know that we have the capacity of achieving these big things, right? And then the society has taught us that our subconscious mind is incredibly powerful. But why does the society think if you dream big, you're not being modest? The only unhealthy thing that I see about big dreams is the negative attitude that some people put forward, right? And the first one I see is ingratitude. So while we dream big and while we work towards achieving these big dreams, we should acknowledge every little thing that we have been gifted along the line, and then we should be totally grateful for these things. So if you're not grateful, if you feel like for every little thing you have, you don't want to thank God for it, for me, I think that is unhealthy, right? And then when we have this by hook or by crook attitude, that's for those people who every way is a way. They just want to, you know, have this thing achieved and they want to do it as fast as possible. I feel like this is unhealthy, right? So it's unhealthy to have dreams that would be realistic in say 10 years, and when you want to have those things achieved in within 3 to 4 years, I think that is unhealthy, right? But every other thing for me is fine about having big dreams. So personally, having big dreams have done a lot for me, right? It has made me realize that it is a necessity to improve. Self-improvement is a necessity, it's not just an option, right? Everyone wants something better in life, and then to get that something better, you actually have to improve on the you that you were yesterday. I don't know if this makes sense to anybody, but that's one thing I have realized with dreaming big. And then for every time I fail, I recover quick and then I try again. That's because I close my eyes and I see something that I want, and I don't let any impediments hold me back. And then every time I effectively manage my time, my talents, the little resources I have, because I know what I want for myself in the future. And very importantly, instead of comparing myself to others, because I know that we all run individual races, I compare my present self to the Winifred of my dreams. Everybody basically wants something better in their life. Who no like better thing, really? everyone wants something bigger. So if we want something big and we declare this intention of having big things, why does the society frown out those intentions? So I would always say that I am not a motivational speaker, but one thing is certain, we have our lives ahead of us and we have the choice to create or recreate our life canvas as beautiful and as exciting as we want it to be. So I'm asking for the last time, what is wrong with having big dreams? Thank you so much for listening till the end. Let me know what you think. I really appreciate your comments, feedback on this particular episode. Please follow my Instagram handle at TheWinified, TheWinified, for podcast updates and just so that I can know what your contributions are. Please stay safe. Your life is more important than anything right now. Bye.